Hello, I'm Heidi and I work at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health. I'm going to be talking about the health information tool set of the Norwegian Institute of Public Health, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about how you can use these tools in public health planning. First, I'm going to say something about the data sources for what we do. I will talk about the information process, how the data enter the tool set, about the public health profiles, about the municipal and NorHealth data banks, and in the end, I will say something about the public health report. The main data sources are the registries, which in Norway follow the population from the medical birth registry to the cause of death registry. We also use health and school surveys and many different kinds of population records to do with taxes, social security, marriages, education, and so on. And we also use the payment system for general practitioners. So all in all, we have a lot of data to choose from. First, we select and collect an indicator. Then we standardize it by age and gender. We put the indicator into the municipal or a NorHealth data bank. We extract the indicator from the data bank for the public health profiles, and then we extract it for the public health report. These are the public health profiles. This is a county report, a city district report, and a municipal report. And I'm going to be using the word municipal report a lot because those are the most common ones. There are over 400 different ones, and we make new ones every year. There are live links from the municipal public health report into the data banks, both from the indicators themselves to other indicators, and from the data descriptions into the metadata. So, there are two different data banks, the municipal data bank, Kommunehelsa, and NorHealth, Norges Helsa, which is a bilingual data bank. Everything in it has also been translated into English. They both have the same user interface, so if you're good at using one of them, you're good at using both. I am now inside the municipal data bank, Kommunehelsa. Here you will find indicators at a municipal level. You can make your own tables and figures. You can compare municipalities both within counties and across county borders. And there's a lot of metadata. Metadata means data about data, which explains to you where the data came from. Here I have selected highest educational level, age group 30 to 39, whether the population in these areas have finished high school or secondary education or not. Here I have selected heavy babies, percentage of births of babies weighing over 4.5 kilos in all the municipalities in the county of Møre og Romsdal. As you can see, they are color-coded. The lightest color means the lowest percentage. Darkest color means the highest percentage. And once I'd done this, selected the last year and made a map like this, I was really curious. I wanted to know more about developments in the municipalities with the darkest colors. Because here, 7.7% of the babies weighed over 4.5 kilos. That's rather a lot. Is this something special for this year, or have the developments been bad for a long time? Well, here, I selected some municipalities, and I follow them over time. And you can see there definitely have been developments. Some are always high, some remain on the low side. This is NorHealth, the data bank, which is also available in English. NorHealth has data for counties, for health districts, and for the whole country. It does not have any data for municipalities or for city districts. Here I have selected smoking by gender in the age groups 16 to 24 and 45 to 64. I see here that the young men are blue. The middle-aged men have a yellow line, the young women have a green line, and the women my age have a red line. Back in 1976, men aged 45 to 64 had over 50% smokers. If we follow the timeline, the present day is dropped a lot, and it's presently just a little bit above 10% of the men in this age group who are smokers. Women, same age group, red line, only about 25% or so of the women smoked in 1976. However, the numbers rose, stayed a little bit higher, around 30% for a few years, and then started dropping at the same time as the major drop for the men. And nowadays, men and women smoke at the same rate. When it comes to boys and girls, sorry, teenagers, sorry, people in the early 20s, young men in the 1970s had over 40% smokers. They dropped and dropped and kept dropping. And now we can see that in this age group, there are quite few smokers. Young women, the green line, started off much higher. More young women than young men smoked here. We can see numbers are dropping and are quite similar to the numbers for young men. In fact, nowadays, slightly fewer young women smoke than young men. This is quite useful because this tells you something about developments over time. Each indicator in NorHealth and in the Municipal Data Bank has metadata. Metadata means the data about data. We have the definition about the population used, units of measurement, such as smokers, non-smokers, the data source where we took the data from, something about how data are collected, and also about the quality of the data. Then I want to talk about the public health report. Public health reports are published in many countries. The Norwegian public health report used to be a major overtaking every 4 years or so. Nowadays, the public health report is instead a collection of small articles that are regularly renewed. These short articles are about health conditions, illnesses, and risk factors, and they showcase the most important factors of health in Norway. The public health report demonstrates challenges and areas that should be prioritized. We give information about incidence and or prevalence in Norway, about trends over time, international comparisons. We showcase research from many sources, and of course, we give links to relevant sources and literature. The public health report articles use data from NorHealth when feasible, which means that when NorHealth is updated, we also update that chapter in the public health report. The public health report in Norwegian has 39 chapters. The English version is slightly shorter, 25 chapters, but is quite useful, especially if you want to read something about Norway and public health in the country. This is what the public health report looks like, in English, of course. And here is a chapter about COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Here you see main points about COPD, data sources, prevalence, socioeconomic differences, mortality, COPD in other countries, risk factors and prevention, other risk factors, and at the bottom where you can't see, links to properly vetted articles that you can read to learn more about this.